This is Passport to Texas. How do you balance the needs of wildlife and habitat with wind energy? Find out this month and next on the Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series. Producer Abe Moore.
And one of the areas we go is up in the Panhandle, where wind energy is threatening tall grass prairies and the lesser prairie chicken, which is up there, and it's got biologists a little concerned.
They don't do well with change on the landscape, and we think that we're displacing or moving a nesting female away from where she wants to be, and we don't have much habitat left for her to go to.
We also do a second part on the wind energy, and we go down to the coast where wind energy is being developed even faster than in the Panhandle. And it's a concern because it's in the central flyway where millions of birds migrate through. So you have all these birds, and you're putting wind turbines in there. So there's a balance there. And we talk with Penescal Wind Farm down there, and they have a radar system set up where they can see the birds coming before they get there.
The radar itself generates a curtailment command, and within less than 1 minute, all of the turbines will be turning at less than one RPM. And within 5 minutes, all of them are completely stationary.
So both on the coast and in the Panhandle, it comes down to habitat issues and trying to site them in the right place.
Thanks, Abe. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.